Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 22, 1806. Lewis recovering. This morning, the captains visit the same Indian village they visited yesterday, staying until late morning. They are particularly interested in the Cheyenne, as the captains have not had the opportunity to spend much time with them before now. Clark gives long, detailed descriptions of the features, dress, and habits of these Indians. Eventually, the corps proceeds on down the river to Grouse Island, later called Blue Blanket Island. The site of today's camp is below this island about 6 miles, southeast of Mobridge, South Dakota, and is now inundated by the Owyhee Reservoir. Captain Clark writes,
"Rained all last night, every person and all our bedding wet. The morning cloudy. At 8 a.m. I was requested to go to the chief's. I walked up and they informed me that they should not go down, but would stay and take care of the village and prevent the young men from doing wrong. The chief gave me some soft corn and the second chief some tobacco seed. The interpreter, Garreau, informed me that he had been speaking to the chiefs and warriors this morning and assured me that they had no intention of going down until the return of the chief, who went down last spring, was a year. I returned to the canoes and directed the men to prepare to set out. At 11 a.m. we set out, having parted with those people who appeared to be sorry to part with us. We proceeded on to the northeast shore below Grouse Island and encamped. We made only 17 miles today. Captain William Clark, August 22, 1806.
Tomorrow, high winds.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.